Now, while COVID-19 continues to be on our shores, many of the services, vital services around the place have been impeded. I am delighted to say now that I'm joined on the line by Val Bannerman, who is a project worker with Bernardo's here in Youghal. How are you, Val?
I'm good. How are you, Liz?
I'm good. And it is indeed, it's strange times. A lot of services and stuff have been impeded. We're seeing less and less access, but Bernardo's are still working, aren't you?
We are. We're still providing a service. Again, as you say, things have changed. We're still providing a service to the families that we work with in Youghal, but also the Youghal community, just letting them know that we are available by phone. We're not doing our normal home visits, meeting parents and families face-to-face, but I, as the project worker, work from Monday to Thursday, so I am available on the phone to contact families or to answer questions or queries in relation to any kind of family support.
And if you could just give listeners an idea of what type of support services you offer.
Well, I suppose at the moment what we're providing is just ongoing support to the families that we're actually working with. So we're not necessarily doing our programmes that we would have originally started, but we're just answering questions, putting in strategies, discussing, you know, how to explain maybe the COVID virus and how to explain why they're not going to school, how to, you know, kind of put in activities so the children have something to do, a little bit of a routine, you know, that, okay, you're not going to do the full school day, but you might do a couple of hours in the morning, then, you know, an activity, giving support and websites and pages and Instagrams and, you know, just to follow up kind of support families that can help, I suppose, alleviate some of the pressure that's on them at this point in time.
And it is, I suppose, as adults, it's probably easier for us in a way to digest what's going on. We have a greater understanding of it. But kids are really worried at the moment because they're looking at the stress and the strain on their parents' faces.
Yes, they are. And I suppose, again, it's about how, you know, how to explain to children age appropriately. So again, like, we have a Bernardo's parent line, that which is a national service, again, which is from 10 to 2 every day, and I can give you the number. But we also, even for myself as a project worker here in Youghal, it's about being age appropriate. It's about explaining to them what's happening. One of the biggest things we can explain to our children is washing their hands, keeping their hands away from their face. The social distancing is that we're keeping everybody, we're keeping ourselves safe, but we're also keeping everybody else safe. So once we do those kind of things, hopefully it will, you know, work out for the family or for the, you know, that kind of way. But we have to say, we have to give them an explanation. I think ignoring the issue and not necessarily saying anything, they're hearing adult conversations. They're obviously hearing the news. Everybody is aware of the amount of cases every day, the health updates. So again, it's just explaining to them, look, this is what's happening, but in an age-appropriate way. You wouldn't explain to a 3-year-old the same way you explain to a 9-year-old what's going on at this point in time, you know?
But at the same time, it is important to be honest with your kids, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Because I do certainly find with my two, I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and there is a lot of questions, an awful lot of questions around it. Why are people dying? Why are people getting sick? Why do we have to stay away? And it is very hard to find a way to explain that to them without frightening them.
Yes, 100%. But again, it's about, and I suppose it's not, I suppose that what I would say to you is, it's about giving them the information, but it's okay as well to say, I'm actually not sure about that situation, but this is what I do know. So again, they don't feel like, well, my mum is not, or my dad is not telling me the truth, or they're missing information from me. It's okay to say, I'm not really sure about that, but we can think about that. Or we can ask, you know, we can look it up, or we can ask questions of somebody else. Again, one of the biggest things that we're getting as a society is washing our hands, the social distancing. Unfortunately, there are deaths that are happening. But again, it's about saying, you know, people are trying their best to keep everybody safe at this point in time.
Now, every child in this country is currently out of school and as a result, out of a routine. How important is it in these times to keep a routine going for the kids?
I think it's very important. I suppose I'm not coming from a 9 to 3 school day, but it is even for parents that they have a predictability in their day of what's going to come next, what's going to happen next. Again, depending on the age of your child, you know, what kind of work you'll do. Some children will be able to work independently during their school days. Do you know that kind of way? They have information and they have stuff to do and they have homework. They can work independently. Sometimes they might need support. And again, it's about maybe doing a loose timetable. It doesn't need to be regimented. It doesn't need to be, you know, down to the minute. But again, saying, okay, look, we'll start our day as normal. We'll get up as normal. Because again, we can fall into that piece around getting up kind of later, the day starts. starting long, you know, starting later in the day. Breakfast is later, lunch is later, dinner is later, bedtime is later. And again, that can, because it's not a case of that we can go out and tire ourselves out, we can get out and be in the parks, and we can't actually do that at the moment, you know, that kind of way. So again, having some kind of routine that they get up, you know, the normal time, 8 o'clock, half eight, they, you know, sit down at the table, sit down at table, do some schoolwork, they take a break, they might do an activity that's a bit more relaxing, or just sit out the back, the weather is fabulous like it is now, come back in, maybe do a little bit more. Or if they've done, you know, enough for that day, then that's okay, do you know, that kind of way. Because again, I suppose it's understanding that we are not, you know, parents who are at home at the moment are not teachers, and teachers are very clear that they've given us work for the children, but again, we're not professional teachers, so we can only do our best.
You mentioned there about us not being able to go to the parks and the beach and the typical things that we would do to tire not only ourselves out, but our kids out. And what I'm finding, and it's true of every parent, I would imagine, is that you're going to bed and you're not a proper tired, because you haven't exercised, you haven't been able to get out, you're eating and you're not a proper hungry.
Yes.
When it comes to the kids, I mean, I would imagine exercise is still a massive part of their regime, isn't it? Even if it is only 2 kilometres.
Yeah. So even like that, going for a cycle, going for a walk, going on your scooter within the limits that you've been guided, you know, that kind of way, being aware of what's there. But there's also, I suppose, like, especially now that the weather's a little bit better, kind of like, I know there was like Joe Wicks in the UK, he has an exercise class, there's yoga on YouTube. You know, there's different things that are specifically aimed at children that can create a little bit of a, you know, an alternative to maybe, like, you know, if it's lashing raining out, you're not going to go out on your scooter or your bike. But if it's nice out, you'll take the walk. But if you're in the house, there's different things that you can be doing, even if it's like a skipping rope, doing a few skips. But just again, just it's another activity to be doing during the day, that just keeps the children kind of alleviate the boredom, we'll say.
Yeah, and it's massively important. I know I have a 6-year-old at home and he's quite literally bouncing off the walls at this stage. It's, do you know what I mean? He's trying to burn that energy off.
It's about burning that energy, because I think as well, when children are kind of, they have a lot of energy, they're trying to find things to do, and they're, you know, parents are stressed because they're running around the house, where if we can focus it on it like a little activity of, you know, running, jumping jacks, you know, little things like that. It doesn't have to be a 2-hour exercise routine, but it can be like 15 minutes of jumping jacks, you know, different skipping rope, you know, that kind of way, that they can just get involved in little things like that, because they would know bits and pieces from their PE as well, running on the spot, those kind of things. And parents can get involved in that, again, 10-15 minutes. It doesn't have to be 2 hours, you know, that kind of way. It can be 10-15 minutes, but again, it breaks up the day for families.
And it's also, I mean, we're all trying to look at the positive, and there will be positives come out of this lockdown. There's no two ways about it. But it's also a really good opportunity, isn't it, for maybe typically a family that wouldn't be active together to now make that a routine.
Yes, definitely. And again, that adds to the predictability of your day. So again, once you have a few things that you know what's going to happen next. So again, if it's school time in the mornings, or, you know, it's exercise time after that, then it's lunchtime. You know, it's amazing how time will pass, that, you know, the children are not necessarily saying, oh, we've nothing to do, where if parents can kind of say, right, well, we can do 10 minutes. Again, we're not looking for hours, but 10 minutes makes such a difference to have another activity. And I suppose something that you can do every day, because they won't always want to do art. They won't always want to, you know, play with water, but they might want to just jump around for a few minutes, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, and there will be days as well where they're just fed up and they just want a bit of downtime, and that's okay as well.
And that's absolutely, and that's the thing as well, I think as well, is that, you know, if you're, especially like now we're during the school holidays, you know, take the break off the schoolwork if that's possible, but also just kind of enjoy that time together, where you can maybe put a DVD on as the evenings are a little bit longer, you know, put a DVD on that you can all sit down and watch together. Enjoy that time as well, that, you know, children get to, you know, pick the DVD, so they all have a participation in that activity with their family.
Now, you being an expert and having your ear to the ground, because there's a lot of kids are worried about Sunday, Val, that the Easter Bunny is not going to make it. I believe you've had a chat with him and he's okay to come?
Yes, Simon Harris has put out a statement and all. He's had a chat with him, and there's no problem with him delivering all the Easter eggs. he will be washing his hands and keeping social distancing, but he will be delivering the eggs on Sunday as normal. Yeah. So everybody can look forward to that on Sunday.
Absolutely. Now, for all the mums and dads listening out there, what number can they ring if they need to avail of these services?
So I work, as I said, I work from Monday to Thursday. So my number is 086-701-5250. That's 086-701-5250. We also have Barnardo's National Parent Support Line, and the number for that is 1-890-910-123. And again, there's no question that's silly. You know, that kind of way, that if you just need to ask questions or ask for guidance, there's absolutely no problem with that. But we also have the Bereavement Support Line as well, just in case it's needed. What I'll do is I can get that number to you as well, to hand out that as well, just for families to, if they do require any support in relation to any bereavements that may be happening at this time.
No problem at all, and we'll get that those contact details out on our social media pages and stuff.
Brilliant.
Like that as well. Val, thanks a million for coming on. I think it's really important that people know that local services are still open, that people,
yeah,
that people are not on their own. And I think a lot of people feel alone at the moment, but people are not on their own.
No, and I think having somebody at the other end of the line, okay, it's not the same as face-to-face contact, but again, like, we are open, we are, you know, ready and willing to answer questions and to support you as best we can during these unprecedented times. Like, none of us have ever seen anything like this before. So again, you're not alone in feeling, oh my God, this is a strange time. It is a strange time, but also we are still doing our best for families to support them, whatever they may need at this point in time.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Val, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I will get your contact details up on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking for that, they can log on there and have a look. Val Bannerman from Barnardo's, thanks a mil.
Thank you.